Part 1. We think we know the ones we love. Our husbands, our wives. We know them, we are them. Sometimes, when separated at a party, we find ourselves voicing their opinions, their taste in food or books, telling an anecdote that never happened to us but happened to them. We watch their ticks of conversation, of driving and dressing, how they touch a sugar cube to their coffee and stare as it turns white to brown, then drop it, satisfied, into the cup. I watched my own husband do that every morning. I was a vigilant wife. We think we know them. We think we love them. But what we love turns out to be a poor translation, a translation we ourselves have made from a language we barely know. We try to get past it to the original, but we never can. We have seen it all. But what have we really understood? One morning we awaken. Beside us, that familiar sleeping body in the bed. A new kind of stranger. For me, it came in 1953. That was when I stood in my house and saw a creature merely bewitched with my husband's face. Perhaps you cannot see a marriage, like those giant heavenly bodies invisible to the human eye. It can only be charted by its gravity, its pull on everything around it. That is how I think of it, that I must look at everything around it, all the hidden stories, the unseen parts, so that somewhere in the middle, turning like a dark star, it will reveal itself at last. The story of how I met my husband, even that's not simple. We met twice, once in our Kentucky hometown, and once on a beach in San Francisco. It was a joke for our whole marriage that we were strangers twice. I was a teenager when I fell in love with Holland Cook. We grew up in the same farming community where there were plenty of boys to love. At that age, I was like those Amazonian frogs, bright green, oozing emotion from every pore. But I caught no one's eye. Other girls had boys falling over them. And although I did my hair like them and ripped the trim off attic dresses and sewed it on my hems, it did no good. My skin began to feel like clothing I had outgrown. I saw myself as tall and gawky, and as no one ever told me I was beautiful, neither my mother nor my disapproving father, I decided that I must be plain.